So they don't tell the mid-level managers like Trump the plan. Trump, they just tell them, we're going to get your family, we can get you, and we're going to release the files about you with the 13-year-old girl. That's all you need to do with the American pedocentric ruling class of leaders. Just get them into the Epstein network, right? The Epstein access. I've been following the price of random access memory. I don't want to bore you. And the price of the RTX Pro 6000 and the H200s and the NVIDIA B200s and B100s, all these processors, right? And when I, about a month and a half ago, the price of the 96 gigabyte NVIDIA, and this is heading somewhere, so bear with me, was card GPU, they call them, was about, you could have got it for 7,900, 7,800. Now it's 13,000 or 12,000, right? Best price you can get for the ones that will do the job that's needed to get done to run small, quantized, not small, but quantized versions of the Chinese models, which are the only open source models. American companies are not releasing open source, but the Chinese models are outperforming in many cases, and it'll outperform for a few days, and then OpenAI or Google will come back with another model that'll beat it in a certain benchmark. But the competition is not like what they're telling you between the American closed source controlled models, brainwashing models, right? Like OpenAI, ChatGPT, Grok, or the Google offerings, right? Or Anthropic. These are closed models. You don't have access to them. You can't modify them, and they are going to just lie to you about the most important things, political stuff. They might give you a good answer about mathematics, yes. And I've been using them to do math, but in terms of asking them whether Benjamin Netanyahu is a good guy or not, they're going to tell you he's a sweetheart. Okay, so they're just basically Google on steroids. The same lies that you're going to get from Reddit, Google, the internet, they're just rehashing that because that's what they're trained on. Okay. Here's the plan, and here's what's going to happen. Okay. And this is the plan that they don't tell Trump, and they don't tell Fox and Friends host Pete Hegseth, who's now the Secretary of War, the macho douchebag, piece of shit, idiot, retard with a cross of Malta, Knight of Malta cross. Who knows? Maybe he's a Knight of Malta by now. I doubt he was a Knight of Malta when he had that cross tattooed on his chest. But I think he's like itching to get up in there. And of course, there's questions about the origins and the purpose and who these organizations are, right? I believe that many of these Christian organizations have been taken over or have been started by Jews from the inception, right? I have strong reason to believe that the Jesuit order, Ignatius Loyola, was a Jew, converso they call him, somebody who converted to Judaism, and then pretended to be the sword and shield of the Roman Catholic Church, the Roman Church. At the fall of Rome, they couldn't subjugate people anymore with the sword because they had suffered the same kind of defeats that we in America now are suffering: overextension, inability to perform in the battlefield like they used to. So they decided to change over sometime around 465, somewhere around there. Actually, much later, if you follow my phantom time hypothesis, which you can get on Vimeo, I'll post it later. The deal, again, that the Jews made with their new partner China was to deplete the American war-making machine. I said this, I've been saying this in my last 3-4 shows. I've been repeating it, and I'm going to repeat it over and over and over and over and over. They're doing just that. And the deal is that the deal they made with China is, well, once we deplete the U.S. THAAD, Patriot, Standard missiles, the U.S. doesn't have any capability anymore to defend a Chinese takeover of Taiwan. So the window of opportunity for China to take over Taiwan has never been better, and it will never get better. So at the end of this depletion of U.S. armaments, which is what this was about, this is the deal. This is the deal. Israel said, we're going to sacrifice, we're making a sacrifice, China. We're taking hits from Iran. Yep. The idea is to draw the Americans in. Well, we don't have to draw them in. We tell them what to do. Drawing in. I'm sorry, did I say draw the Americans in? The Americans are eager to do what Jew Boy tells them to do. There's no drawing in. They're ordered to do what they're doing. Pete Hegseth gets his orders from Benjamin Netanyahu. Trump gets his orders from Benjamin Netanyahu. The Senate gets their orders from Benjamin Netanyahu. The Congress gets their orders from Benjamin Netanyahu. Benjamin Netanyahu is the president of the United States. He's the leader of the West. And the same goes for France, Germany, Austria, Great Britain. Benjamin Netanyahu tells all of them what they're going to be doing today, tomorrow, the next day. So the idea is to deplete the American war-making capability so that when China goes for Taiwan, it'll be a simple matter. And now here's the twist to the story that you're only going to get from Harry Locks. Here's the important part of this story. It's very well known that if China makes an incursion into Taiwan, the plan is to never let Taiwan semiconductor go into the hands of the Chinese. The United States are going to destroy the factory. Taiwan Semiconductor is the largest semiconductor factory, the most advanced semiconductor factory in the world. It has the largest output. It makes the largest 12-inch wafers, 200-millimeter wafers, or 200-millimeter wafers, and it's making the 2 and 3 nanometer processes, which are the highest, most advanced, most micro-miniaturized gates, transistor gates that are on the semiconductor. And this is the only way that you could enable the artificial intelligence revolution. It's coming out of this one company, Taiwan Semiconductor, in Taiwan. And when China, with their partners, Israel, right, their junior partner, who's facilitating the destruction of the United States, when China moves into Taiwan, China also knows that the United States is going to bomb, to completely level Taiwan Semiconductor. They're going to destroy that factory. They make something like 200,000 wafers a month, something like this, an amazing output. It's breathtaking, the technology that's in those plants. Okay, so where are we now so far? The Jews made a deal with China that they are going to deplete U.S. armaments so that the U.S. will not be able to defend Taiwan. That's the deal. I believe that China will take this opportunity to move in to Taiwan. They're not going to miss this boat. They're not going to miss this opportunity. China and the United States know that they're going to destroy Taiwan Semiconductor. And then what happens after that? Well, the U.S. AI revolution is essentially over. Okay? And who's going to be the main winner? Well, what happens after Taiwan Semiconductor goes down is that the only real high advanced semiconductor manufacturing is going to be Samsung, South Korea. You have some in Japan, but not to the level, and it's not to the output either. They don't have the advanced small 2 and 3 nanometer, or they have some, but not a lot, and the output is very small. And then now the United States has like fake, you know, like the CHIPS Act under Joe Biden, right? That wasn't a Trump act, that was Joe Biden, right? Not that I like that piece of shit, but, you know, he at least did a little bit better than Trump, you know, in terms of trying to bring semiconductor manufacturing back to where it was invented. I mean, it was invented in Grove, California, but also in Texas Instruments, basically. And Silicon Valley in California. But the bulk of the advanced AI revolution is left to Asia, Asian countries. And one other country. Drum roll, please. Israel. Now, Israel doesn't have the advanced technology just yet. They have an Intel plant there that can easily be ramped up. We see Chinese investment pouring into Israel, and we're going to see more of that. We see Israeli money, well, U.S. money, because where does Israel get its money? U.S. taxpayers and pensioners. So the money that they steal from the U.S., they're giving to their Chinese partner. So the partnership between China and Israel is absolutely breathtaking and expanding every year, even when there's so-called political tension. China is saying, giving lukewarm warning, oh, Israel, shame on you. Please don't destroy Gaza, says China. Oh, this is terrible. We need to stop, says China. As investment increases something like 24% in the last year and a half. Doesn't sound like China, and this is from China state-owned investment. Doesn't sound like China is really pulling back their investment. Okay. So when you see these lukewarm, this pretend political tension between China and Israel, don't you believe it. Don't you believe it. The Jew knows where the money is. It's in China. And the Jew is all about money. Right? Jew doesn't give a shit about human life. And they fuck your kids. And they'll curb stomp your grandmother. The Jew can make a nickel doing it. Jew doesn't care, give a shit about anything. Money, power, violence, death and human suffering and child rape. That's the Jew. Oh, not all Jews. There's my disclaimer. Yeah, there's some nice ones, but it doesn't matter. I'm talking about in general. I'm not talking about specific Jews. The particulars don't matter. Just the generalities matter. Remember, humans have the unique capability to synthesize all the less significant particulars into an overall generalized synthesis. A universal idea, and in this case, the general view of the Jew is that they are a negative and evil force in the world. Now they're teaming up with their new senior partner, China, the philo-Semitic China. They are they have libraries full of books about the amazing power of Jews to control the United States. You know, they know. The Chinese know. I've known that for a long time. So don't So don't pay any attention when you see news reports that Xi Jinping is concerned about the Israeli conduct in the Middle East. It's a partnership. It's tight, 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 tight. Do they tell that retard, Pete, Secretary of War, Hegseth? They don't need to. Hegseth will suck his... He's born to suck Jude's dick. He's born to suck that Jude dick, Hegseth. And Donald Trump, born to suck Jude dick. For money. That's what's happening. They're going to torpedo the large... They're going to destroy the largest semiconductor plant, and then China will ramp up their AI semiconductor chips. Let me repeat. China is on the verge of massive breakthroughs in the kind of photolithography that is required for the manufacture of these nanoscale, sub 2 and 3 nanoscale microprocessors. Prior to that, it was only one company in the West that did that. And it was only one plant that manufactured chips. China is going to be the leader in AI with their new partner, Israel. And where does Israel get all the technology that they're selling to their senior partner, China? Well, they're getting it from American developers. We have treaties, Senate treaties, that when the United States develops a new military technology, even a technology that's developed by a privately owned company, right? So say Lockheed Martin or Raytheon develops a new high-end military capability, right? A new technology. Right? We have a treaty that technology gets given right to the Israelis. Well, what do? They give it to their senior partner, China. And then you see every once every like 6 years or something like that, you see these fucking Jew dick sucking slimy fuckers in Washington. They pick some unfortunate political hack to go ahead and make a public warning, right? A public request to the Jew Israelis. Oh, please stop sending our China military and high tech to China, pretty please. And then The Israelis say, they laugh and say, sit down and shut the fuck up. Yeah. And that happens once every 6-7 years. You know. I think the last one to issue the warning was Mike Pompeo. Oh, yeah, I know. He pulled Benjamin Netanyahu's dick out of his mouth to issue the lukewarm, tepid warning. Oh, please, stop sending, wink, wink. Military our military secrets of China, wink, wink, nod, nod. And then before that, I think it was even Dick Cheney once said, I don't know, or some senator or something, you know, once every 8 years or something, a statement will be getting issued from the United States. Oh, please, pretty please, Israel, stop giving all of our high tech over to China, please, pretty please. And Israel laughs at them and says, eat shit, slave. So it's game over. There's no way to stop it.